Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 15th of April 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.570 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7 Australian Lighthouse. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA and Network in the north. VK7 QSL News. Latest QSL News. An update list of QSL cards held by the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau as at 5 April is in the email version of the broadcast. An interesting statistic from the published list of current QSL cards held is that of the approximately 290 call signs listed, only 22 are WIA members. Overall, VK7 has approximately 150 financial members of the WIA. While some amateurs have already done so, non-WIA members need to contact me to arrange delivery of their cards and or advise me if they want them. I do deliver on an opportunity basis to the Launceston area and Devonport area as and when I travel there. If you want them mailed to you, then as a non-WIA member, it is on a cost recovery basis. WIA members are entitled to receive one mailing per year as part of their membership. I generally aim to send these out in the latter half of the year. Just think of how the WIA is looking after your interests, especially at the government and international level. Please consider joining. 73 Herman, VK7HW. News from the Northwest. Northwest TAS Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG. Proposed training and assessment. It is proposed to run a foundation training and assessment session on the weekend of 28-29 April. Venue will be the Ulverston Scout Hall, Alexander Road, Ulverston, with an expected number of students around 12, consisting mostly of Venturer Scouts. In addition to the Scouts, there will be a couple of additional youths also attending the sessions. Because of the large number of students intending to participate, it has been necessary to seek additional personnel to assist with the training and assessments. Those assisting will be David, VK7DC, Keith, VK7KW, Tony, VK7AX, Peter, VK7PD, and Eric, VK7EK. If there are any others interested in these sessions and have not yet notified the organisers and would like to participate, please contact David, VK7DC, or Tony, VK7AX. 73 until next time. Tony, VK7AX, News Officer, NWTR and TVG. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. NTARC. Another week gone, and the hot temperatures have continued here in southern New South Wales, although strong winds have proven problematic with caravan awnings and the like, and today, Friday, has seen heavy rain. This has shown us the other side of holidaying, which can prove quite tiring. I might have to go back to retirement for a rest. The April General Meeting. President Idris, VK7ZIR, reports. The general meeting for April was another short one, although much was discussed. 20 members and one visitor were present. The fire was going well and everyone was nice and warm. Winter is definitely on the way. Notable reports were from the education officer forecasting a considerable number of candidates in the near future for foundation licences and standard to advanced upgrades. The repeater report highlighted the fact that a recent trip to Mount Arthur resulted in the old refurbished repeater being reinstated to continue service until modifications to the controller of the Yaesu digital repeater are completed. Also mentioned was the installation of the new antenna on Ben Lomond for VK7RBH, resulting in improved coverage, Ross VK7ALH plans to revisit the site and raise the mast a further 8 metres. Measurement of coverage after that happens should prove interesting. Another member wondered when the new 7 MHz split would be introduced on the 70 centimetres primary voice repeater VK7RJG. As with the Yaesu repeater controller for VK7RAA, such developments have to await suitable weather opportunities and personal availability so the mountain can be climbed and the necessary site work undertaken. Please be patient in this regard. It will happen, but as always, with volunteer effort, this work has to be juggled with professional and family pressures, let alone the weather. Some attention was focused on the impending return to VK7 skies in the coming weeks of the aircraft known to create unintended transmissions on amateur radio services in the north and northwest areas of VK7, with Peter, VK7KPC, outlining the monitoring arrangements now in place for its return. He also reported that he now had the telephone contact details for a senior member of the maintenance team looking after that aircraft and was therefore now placed to lodge a report straight to the maintenance staff involved. Safety Communications Coordinator Norm VK7KTN made mention of the next endurance ride at Labrina. The meeting came to a close with no general business, and after some conversation among members, the usual magnificent supper was presented. As always, thank you very much to our lady members for your efforts. NTARC events simply would not be the same without your suppers. No other happenings and no technical session because of the meeting. Thank you, Idris. Contest news. NTARC member Alan VK7 Bravo Oscar is never one to let any interesting contest go by without making a significant effort to keep the VK7 flag flying. This time it was the recent Radio Society of Great Britain Commonwealth contest. Australia entered 2 teams in the recent event. Australia Team 1 came first, the Canadian Team 2nd, and Australia Team 2 came 3rd. Quite an achievement. Alan VK7 Bravo Oscar was a member of the Australia Team 2. Well done, Alan. The next item is courtesy of Roz, who advises on behalf of local amateur Graham VK7 Zulu Golf Golf. To give away, erected tower and associated antennas. For information, please contact Graham VK7ZGG on 0417 746 636. Thanks, Roz. I'm not sure what the antennas are, but as Graham is a long-time holder of a Z-call, I suspect they could be predominantly VHF or UHF. Anyway, a phone call to Graham will quickly bring a more detailed description, I'm sure. Coming events. Technical sessions. We resume our weekly Wednesday evening technical sessions this coming Wednesday, 18 April, from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms Archer Street, Rochalie. By the way, I'm told that the test bench has been substantially completed in the technical room in the main hall and an extensive array of test equipment has been installed, ready for you to test your latest construction project, fault find, seek advice on any thorny issue, etc. Why not come along on Wednesday evening and make use of the latest club facility as we seek to strike a fresh balance between the club's social and technical activities. On that general subject, the club has taken delivery of a very extensive donation of through-hole componentry, including resistors and capacitors of all types and sizes. If you are looking for some components for that upcoming or in-progress project, why not drop along to a coffee morning and make your requirements known? I am assured that your needs can make no appreciable impact on the stock available. May General Meeting, Saturday, 12 May. It will be barbecue time again, with the food being served at 12 noon, then moving into the General Meeting at 2 p.m. From this distance, I haven't heard whether any particular theme or presentation will follow the meeting, but I guess there is always scope for show and tell items, which are always popular. By the way, I understand that although NTARC had cleared the garage ready for the Scouts annual telephone book distribution fundraiser, and thereby we had to forego the usual Saturday barbecue in March, the Scouts distribution never took place. Rumour has it the guides scored the distribution function this year. The life of our club committee certainly has its moments, but at least we can have confidence in our ability to hold our bi-monthly barbecue this time around. Lubrina, Equine Endurance Ride. Fresh from their Easter efforts, the NTARC Safety Communications team is now gearing up for our next field event, the one-day Equine Endurance Ride at Lubrina in the state's northeast on Saturday, 26 May. The ride base will again be the Lubrina Hall, right on the highway, and will involve both 80 kilometres and 40 kilometres rides. As a one-day event, relatively close to Launceston, it affords a good opportunity for any member or other interested party to come along and see just what happens on these exercises. More detail as it comes to hand, but if you think you could be interested, please get in touch with our Safety Communications Coordinator, Norm VK7KTN. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Continuing with NTARC News. Coffee Mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We do have some cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in on Monday or Friday and see if there are any there waiting for you. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelieu, but still not for some weeks, as the OM and I are continuing our extended break on the island on the big rock to the north. I'm still preparing and lodging the NTARC copy of the broadcasts while away, internet connections permitting. So a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me as the Secretary's laptop is on holiday with us. For the present, I can be reached at the following address, ypmaxwell@bigpond.com. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated. REST Foundation Training. REST is scheduling Foundation Training on the third Sunday of every second month, that is April, June, August, October and December. Check out the REST website or Facebook page for events. The next one is on 21 April 2018 and contact Reg on email assessor@reast.asn.au or phone mobile 0417 391 607. Again, that's 0417 391 607 if you wish to participate. 73 Reg, VK7KK. May Presentation. The May presentation will focus on Arduino components and this growing area. Sean VK7FAZE will be presenter, and I'm sure this will be a fascinating presentation. Pencil this one in for 2nd May. Boot sale. As advised last week in the VK7 News, REST looking to hold a boot sale and free sausage sizzle in the very near future. Why not make a start now on collecting all your unwanted doodads and box them up, ready to go? The REST Talkie Walkie Group. Needing a little bit of exercise? Well, have we got a deal for you. We're looking at the idea of adding a bit of exercise as well as hearty banter on the way by conducting a gentle walk every Saturday morning at around 10:45. The walk will last no longer than 45 minutes in total. will always be at a location where the incline is gentle. For many, the total time from home and back will be around an hour only. More details to come. 73, Tony, VK7, VKT, President. Experimenter's Night. Even though the night was wet and a little cold, it was great to see lots of people along. Show and tell started with a local oscillator multiplier unit that Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, is modifying to GPS lock. The original unit is a substantial die-cast box consisting of two decks. The top deck is the crystal oscillator with a crystal heater and a PLL generating very near to 106.5 MHz. This is then fed to the bottom deck, where there is a 16 times multiplier picking off the 1704 MHz harmonic, which is then fed into a 6 times multiplier to end up with 10,224 MHz, which is then added to the IF frequency of 144.1 to end up with 10,368 MHz. The modification that Justin is doing is adding a ZL-PLL GPS lock PLL board that will generate 1704 MHz and inject this into the 6 times multiplier. This will allow Justin to GPS lock his 10 GHz transverter and provide a much more stable signal. Rex VK7MO and Larry VK7WLH discussed the noise measurement problem in suburbia using Whisper. The suburban noise floor is rising and in some places is substantial, 10 to 15 dB. This has the effect of these stations not hearing stations with a low signal level, even with weak signal mode like Whisper. They planned a 40-meter whisper test over the weekend to test some of the theories. Justin and Ben, VK7BEN, beavered away in the new DATV studio and disassembled the framing to make some space and put up the chroma key screens on two of the back walls. These are actually IKEA blankets of the right green colour to chroma key to. The presenter's desk and chairs were set up. This Wednesday, we will be continuing with getting the DATV studio up and going, and there will most likely be some interesting show and tell. See you there, 7:30 p.m, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, 73 Justin, VK7, Tango Whiskey. Born with a Love of Electronics, by Frank Demarest. I think I was born with a love of electronics. As a youngster, I played with batteries, wires and light bulbs. My favourite books were The Boy Electrician and others by Alfred P. Morgan. Around the age of 5, a family friend visited us and taught me about electronics. I remember he put together a transformer with a rectifier tube, 5Y3, and showed me the waveforms on an oscilloscope. He also gave me one of his old textbooks, Understanding Radio, by Watson, Welsh and Eby, which my mother occasionally read to me. Don't think my parents were coercing me. In fact, they had to limit the quantity of available information when I was showing signs of stress. I read everything I could. In the third grade, I was given permission to use the upper school library to get electronics books. I learned a lot building Knights kits, Heath kits and projects from magazines. I built a Heath 400-volt power supply and demonstrated to my third grade class how grid voltage of a triode affected plate current. In sixth grade, my parents enrolled me in the RCA Institute's home study course in electronic fundamentals. I finished it in eighth grade. That was all tube technology. My father commuted to New York City, so I would occasionally give him lists of parts to buy for my latest projects. He was a businessman, not an engineer, so I sometimes marvelled at him buying things that he knew little about with often incomplete descriptions. In the 10th grade, a teacher asked me if I knew anyone who would like a job in electronics. I said, yes, me. My job was as an electronics technician at a very small local company. Working for an engineer with an MSEE, I worked 2 hours, 2 days per week and loved it. My senior year in high school, I was in the work-study program. I had a shop class before school, learning welding, lathe, woodworking, etc., and left school an hour early every day for my job, which counted as a major academic course. During my first year in college, my supervisor from my first job helped me get a summer job as a technician at a nearby electronics manufacturer. I calibrated and repaired electronic equipment. An engineer had designed a small project that didn't work, so I made the necessary changes and got it working. I dropped out of college before the end of my second year, and the same company immediately hired me as an engineer. A few years later, I took my one and only college-level electronics class, Network Analysis 1. My electronics learning has been continuous most of my life. Before the internet, I read magazines, electronics, electronics design, and EDN, and bought books through McGraw-Hill Book Club. Now I use Google or IEEE Explore when I need to learn something. I have been extremely fortunate that my jobs have fit my strengths and I have had other engineers who helped me fill in the gaps in my knowledge. Now as I approach retirement, I am considered one of the top engineers at a high-tech company. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Soto Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTAC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in club rooms, and technical sessions Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the experimenters night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. REST, Microwave QSO Party. Following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2 MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area and beam to Launceston. At about 10:45, we move to 10,368.2 on SSB and FT8 using Mount Wellington as a reflector. Events, NTARC, technical sessions, Wednesday, 18 April, from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. REST, 21 April, Foundation Training Day, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 9 a.m. Contact Reg, VK7KK for more details. REST, 2nd of May, Arduinos and Modules with Sean, VK7, Foxtrot, Alpha, Zulu, Echo, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NTARC, May, General Meeting, Saturday, 12th May. Fast fact to finish. Four Japanese scientists measured the amount of friction between a shoe, a banana skin, and the floor. It was 0.07. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts. Newsreader, VK7, Foxtrot, Tango, Alpha, Sierra. Repeaters, REST, NTARC, and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7, Foxtrot, Bravo. 40 metres, VK7, Tango, Papa, Echo. 20 metres, VK7, Juliet, Golf, Delta. 10 metres, VK7, Victor, Kilo, Tango. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard on 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Please note all. This is now the address for news items of the VK7 Regional News. Further information about the broadcast can be found if you Google search VK7 Regional News Yahoo. The deadlines for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WA is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta.